tomorrow, near 100 on Wednesday. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning, and welcome into a Monday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number. If you'd like to jump in with us this morning, download the app, get the Tide 100.9 app, get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. Last week of no college football, so get through this week, and then from then on, it's college football every single week after that. So we just got to get through this week right here. Email us once again, wimpandberry@yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. You're going to build the five-star backyard. Then Yellowwood would be your only choice. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Chase is behind the glass, although he just disappeared, but he is behind the glass. Good morning to Chase. Good morning, Dad. How are you this morning?
Doing okay. I'll say it fast because there's a lot of things to say that not always good, and then Barry can turn it over. First of all, I want to explain to you that we have injuries in football all over the SEC. I'm going to mention A.K. Deer, probably out 6 weeks, probably, but he's not the only one. South Carolina lost two wideouts that they really needed. Tennessee lost a starting safety. And there's been quite a few unknown injuries, not unknown, but injuries that have popped up. And so we've got that situation. Of course, Alabama with running back problems to start with. It hurts us some. The Daniels family is upset because given number five to Pickett, that LSU, those kinds of things. And those are just things that happen in football. I do want to mention that Joe Dean Jr. passed away. He's a close friend of mine. His dad was. He was, too. Ellen, his wife, did a great job of taking care of him over a long, long period of time. He was a very fine basketball coach at Birmingham Southern. Did a really good job there. Really hated he passed away somewhere around 1 o'clock yesterday. And I'll be going to the service whenever they have it in Birmingham. But really bad there. Also, mentioning deaths, Tommy John's, 83. We talk about the Tommy John surgery that on his elbow that helped him and named after him, and so he passed away yesterday. So anyway, that's two things there. In the golf, and we'll have a golfer on, so I'm not going to talk about that long. Scotty walked over everybody 13 under. Jackson Colvin. Finished minus three and moves on, which is one of the few people ever to be able to do this quick. Bud Cauley was minus five, JT was plus two, and believe it or not, Rory was plus eight, so it was tough for him. I don't know what else to say. There was a commitment, commitment only, by an outstanding player, outstanding quarterback in 28 from Detroit to Texas A&M. They probably need one because they're very good defensively. That's about all I have. Braves won 5-3, and as I said, Tennessee quarterback. And for those of you that just now tuning in, A.K. Deer is out for 6 weeks. So injuries everywhere from top to bottom. And I'm sure Barry has some things that I failed to mention.
Actually, Jackson Corbin did not move on. He He ends up, where is he? He's not in the 50, top 50, so he does not move on, but he is out. It's all their points, so the points, he's below the line there. He's at, let's see where he is. Jordan Spieth, 52, so he didn't make it. Max Homa, 53, didn't make it. Harris English didn't make it. Jackson Koivunen, just had him a minute ago. He ended up 67. So only top 50 move on, and then after that is top 30. So, and that's overall. Yeah, he finished in the top. But I
made a mistake. Sorry.
So that's all right. All right, let's get real fast. He's been holding for a minute here. Get to the Yellowwood Hotline. Morning, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
It's Pat. Maybe Pat was holding for Mark. Pat, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, man, good morning. Good morning. Hey, I wanted to talk a little NFL football this morning. Ty Simpson, what a day. They all said Ty Simpson didn't belong to be at number 14 overall. They all said he didn't belong to be there. What did he do? He lit it up, darts here, there, yonder. Yeah, I understand that they say these games don't matter. You lose enough of them and see what happens to your fan base. But Ty had an amazing afternoon, 190 yards. Just absolutely incredible. Coach Sanderson, what do you think?
I think he did. I thought he was a great player. The thing about him, he had injuries the whole time he was finishing up at Alabama. Nobody cared about it, but one team did care about it. And that team, and the thing that you have to understand, the little quarterbacks, you make mistakes, you get people that you thought were just average, they end up being great, as Kansas City. And you get guys who you think are going to be great and you're not very good. So they were fortunate enough to take him. They had the guts to take him, and he did well in that game. And one monkey doesn't make a circus, but one game doesn't mean everything, but it's certainly at least a good start for him.
Yeah, he's 21 for 25, 190 yards, threw two touchdowns. Stetson Bennett actually started the game for the Rams, but they didn't have him in long. He was for it. So I would hope, and I don't know where they stand, I would hope Ty Simpson would pass Stetson Bennett. Obviously, neither one of them are going to start, but I think it helps his confidence. It helps Pat. It helps him. Any people that question whether he should have been the 13th pick, now we'll see. You know, the preseason is pretty generic, but I think it helps him out in L.A., now he probably can get a little confidence from that and build on it. And we'll see how he can develop. He's got a great head coach that's an offensive coordinator. Pretty darn good. And I think Ty's a good guy. It's nice to see good guys do well. And he certainly is one.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have a very, very blessed day. And hey, thank you. This heat, Coach Dover, but you see you on a golf course.
I got a bad foot. I won't be on that.
Yep. So Ty was good.
Hey,
thank you, Pat.
Hey, well, before I go, Coach, have you tried any of this cryotherapy on that foot? I know you got other people to get into. The best foot man in the whole world is over there in Birmingham over there with the group there that works on all
who's
the
that?
NFL football
who's
players. I'm having a senior moment, but he's the absolute best of the best. He in Tuscaloosa, they told me they couldn't fix me. Whenever I went to UOC and they said they couldn't fix me, scared me to death.
And he's the one I haven't seen. I've seen all of them. I've had four blocks, and I'm not going to have any more, so. Thank you
for
your call. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a
blessed day.
All right. Ty Simpson. I talk about Jalen Milroe, that he's really not a NFL quarterback, that he needs to change positions. We'll see what happens there. He's a good enough athlete, I think, to play in the NFL. I don't know that he's a good enough passer to play in the NFL. Maybe he can run, but we'll see as that goes. All right, we'll take the first break. Phone lines will stay open, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC, is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, just a couple of FYIs here as you travel in the area. In Greater Alberta, University Boulevard between Arcadia Drive and Crescent Ridge Road, you do have some long-term road construction. Doesn't look like it's causing a big to-do. Also moving on 2059, it is absolutely
here to keep you moving. One pill gives you up to 12 hours of body pain relief. So don't let pain hold you back. Try Aleve today. Use as directed.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assist.
The time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An extreme heat warning in place here through the day today. Dangerously hot, 101. Oppressive humidity will push heat index values to 110. Light west breeze and a passing shower or storm late this afternoon that could be strong to severe, producing damaging wind gusts. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight, 77. Scorching hot, dry conditions Tuesday and Wednesday, 99 tomorrow, near 100 on Wednesday. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
And welcome back to Inside Locker Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want to chase. We got a good trip to New Orleans. A lot of neat little spots in New Orleans. We went to some little jazz area, though. There was a little bit of everything in that area. But I want to also, Jodine Jr., Jodine Jr. was, I was pretty close with him. I went over and worked Dixie basketball camp. He was running it. His dad was obviously still alive at the time then, and then obviously being at Birmingham Southern. But he did a lot of our games, too, when I was at South Carolina. He was very good on TV, very good for the SEC. He and his dad really helped. SEC basketball, to be quite honest with their camp. So many people have gone through the to Summit, Mississippi, to those camps over there, and they were, it's just a different kind of camp. You don't have those kind of camps anymore, and what memories we all had that that ever went over there.
He was vivacious and quick and smart and a very good announcer, did a terrific job. He and Tim Brando did some games together. Enjoyed it very much. He on top of himself, and got moved over after winning as much as he won there to raising money for Birmingham Southern, which most of you know. If you don't know, I'll tell you. Very difficult to have raised money for Birmingham Southern. It really cost him really a lot mentally to try to do what he needed to do to make everybody happy, and it was almost impossible to do that. And he got sick and stayed sick for a long time. And Ellen, his wife, who I've been over a couple of times to see him and try to take him somewhere, a very difficult time, just went backwards. And personality went backwards, as sometimes it does when you get as sick as he did. So Barry's making some good comments about him. And he was a special friend. And his dad was a double special friend because I've got a lot of age on me. And Joe Senior's been
passed away a long time. So I'm sure sorry.
Yep. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's going on this morning? How are y'all?
We're good.
I was really sad. Okay. I was sad to hear about Joe Dean Jr. I loved his dad as well, and I loved him, too, as a administrator, a TV guy. Hey, the whole nine yards, just everything about him always, to me, was class, and I was sad to hear. But I knew he'd been sick for a while. I did know that, and but I was sad to see him go. Really was. Yeah, Coach, I think that job at Birmingham Southern got him. I really do.
Well, the money-raising part of it did get him. I tried to help him as best I could with a few people that I knew that had money, and it was very difficult. They were closing the school down, and he had won big there. Dwayne Rebold also coached there after he did, so Barry knows all about this, but the job did put a toll on him.
I always liked Dwayne Rebold. Did you like him?
Yes, I did. He did a good job.
They did not have a game. When they didn't have a game, he would always come to your game. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew he came to most of our games.
You know, Joe Dean Jr. knew athletics, and that's, you know, he was coach, and then he was athletic director, and then, you know, I think he moved into fundraising for the university, got into something he didn't know. I think sometimes if you're happy, don't screw with happy and stay with what you're doing there.
He was forced into that,
it was one great story that I read while he was athletic director. If y'all got a minute, I want to tell it.
Sure.
This girl came to him, and she was trying to figure out a way to go to school at Birmingham Southern. She didn't have the money. And she said, is there any kind of scholarship that you think I would qualify for? Well, she didn't. He said, I'll tell you what, though, there's an Olympic sport that if you go and you get good at it, we'll give you a scholarship, and if you're good enough, you can go to the Olympics. And it was shooting a gun. So she goes and she teaches herself a little bit about a gun. Then she goes and gets an instructor. Anyway, she ends up being a darn good shot, comes back. They give her a scholarship. She ends up going to the Olympics.
Wow. That is a story.
I thought that was one of the best stories. But, I mean, there's a bunch of them. And I, you know, Raycom basketball back in the day with Mr. Joe Dean Sr. As one of the analysts, and him saying string music. Lee, I love that.
Yeah, those are fun times, for sure.
Coach, what do you make of the golf tournament? I mean, just Scotty, it's no doubt about whether or not he's elite.
Yeah, well, I'll say this when our golf guy gets on, but when you are able to make the 10 and 12 foot putts, the little bit longer putt than the 2 and 3 foot putts, it's over. And he made those putts all day long, one of the best putting days he's ever had. He's generally going to hit on the green, and but sometimes those long ones don't fall. And a lot of times, most of the time they don't, but he did. And he just walked away with it. And the kid that's playing with him, not kid, but his buddy that was playing with him, Burns, is a very, very good player. He had an off day, but nobody was going to catch him yesterday. It was over.
I was reading a couple of articles on Golf Channel, and they were saying if he goes in the weekend with 2, maybe 3-stroke lead, hang it up.
Well, you told us Friday they were going to burn that course up, but he burned it up to 61.
They didn't know.
He did. He shot 61. So.
But I mean, I didn't see that coming. But I tell you what, and nobody else burned it up.
Yeah.
No, it's good golf course.
Well, he burned it up.
That golf course was hard.
It looked like.
Besides all of that, Tom. Or the money that they give to those kids who have facial and brain problems, absolutely.
Yeah,
and the money goes there. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else too. It's pretty significant. They bring the kids out there and let them meet the pros, and the ones that's able to, rather, and and to me, that's huge too. You know, everybody takes some time and makes a big deal over those kids and gives them a whole bunch of gifts and prizes. I think that you know, Mr. Fred Smith was instrumental in that right there.
Yeah,
and
Fred was.
Boy, his clown is big today. I guarantee you that.
You don't have any idea how tough that is until one of those kids is yours, and one of those kids is yours when you wake up.
Yeah. I you know what? I pray for them, but I tell you what, I hate to think about it because there's some hard cases up there. I mean, at Children's at UAB, we had my wife's little sister got hit by a car way back years ago, and we were up there. I'm telling you what, man, it's all I could do to go in that children's wing. There's some of those children, open heart surgery, blood running through them like I don't know what. I mean, it like it got me. And I can't take it. When children are suffering, I cannot take it. And I'm about to cry now thinking about one little girl up there. But I did think that Scotty kind of showed what he's made of. And it's him and everybody else, I think. Do you?
Yeah, well, yesterday it was, and most of the year it has. He's going to be player of the year again because one of the things, he was up for question marks, but when you win late like that, people can't decide how they ought to vote. But when you win late like that, I think you'll be player of the year again.
Now, I heard y'all talking about who made the top 50. I don't know. Did anybody from Alabama that we follow, did they make it?
Well, obviously, Justin Thomas.
Jackson was minus three.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the top 50. Justin Thomas obviously is in the top 50. I'm going through it right now.
Well, Justin Thomas was plus two. He's one of the few that are plus, but it doesn't have anything to do with
but
the top 50.
Like number 42 all week. Yeah,
he's advancing.
He's okay. Yeah. Rory was plus eight.
John, did you see those drives he was hitting?
Yeah.
He looked like John Q from the local pro golf course, the public lane. I've never seen Rory hit four drives in a row that just out and out flight. They were borderline shame.
Bud Collie made the top 50.
Yeah, he's top.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so.
What about our guy from Auburn? I don't think he made it.
No, he didn't make it.
I thought he did, but I was wrong. I thought I looked at
it. Yeah, I heard that part, and I thought, whoa, I missed something.
Right now, Bud Collie's in the top 30, so if he can just maintain, he'll make it onto East Lake as well. So
he's
at 29.
He's at 29. You got 50 guys there, and only 30 are gonna go.
Yeah, so. He's at 29 right now. So
yeah, but if he makes it to East Lake, that's a check right there. I don't care where he finishes.
Yeah, no doubt. So
I hope he does.
Thank you, Tom.
I got to go to East Lake.
Wait a minute, I got to find out something. Wait a minute.
All right, go ahead.
What's wrong with your foot?
Oh, I've had an injection 10 years ago, and I can't walk very good on my left foot. They hit not only hit my nerve, they hit my spine. I ought to sue them.
Is it the ball spine?
It's not that. It's a lot worse. And my thoughts today were to go back for another block, but I don't think I'm going. I've had so many blocks trying to stop the pain. I don't sleep a lot at night.
What about surgery? Are you opposed to surgery?
I've had five back operations. Five. That's
well,
my problem.
I was going to tell you who my foot doctor was, but you probably don't want to fool with me. But I guarantee she'll fix it.
Yeah, I've had five, and it ain't good. I didn't mean to bring that up, but I just said it in passing. But it ain't no fun.
Well, I ain't gonna say
because
I mean you know more than I know. Anyway, thank y'all. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you, Tom. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. Morning, Philip.
Morning, Philip.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm so sorry to hear about Jodine Jr. You know, to me, he represented sort of an old-timey brand of sportscasters. He just didn't have an agenda. He just loved the game and loved the campuses and loved the coaches and the assistants and the players. And it was always fun to listen to him. And I'm so sorry to hear that news.
Yeah, tough deal.
Yeah, it really is. I was terrible. I know y'all go back a long way with him. He was at Birmingham Southern for 17 years.
He was at Central Florida. He was head coach at Central Florida.
His dad was athletic director at LSU, and his dad sold Converse shoes back before you were born. And when I was assistant coach trying to find a job as a head coach before I got the Alabama job, Joe Dean Sr. would try to help me tell me that what jobs might be going to come open, but I never did apply for many of them. But he and I were very, very close. And his camp, he ran the camp himself before Junior took it over. But they watched everything. You go down there. We go down there and work, and we work in the store. If we ate one ice cream cone, they'd know it, and because they didn't want to lose any money. So it was an interesting time, long ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Barry. I want to give y'all and the fans and listen a little test. Who is Alabama's third string quarterback?
I've asked that twice and can't get it.
I don't know. Is it Jet? I don't even know. Who is it?
Yep. I'm going to say it's Jet Tomala. He is a guy that committed to Iowa State and then changed last December, I think, and got on with Alabama in mid-December and showed up for spring workouts in January. So he's from Omaha, Nebraska. He's a four-star. And then after him, you got Gazzaniga. He's from Rancho Santa Margarita, California. He's huge. He's 6'7", 241 pounds. He's a lot like Austin Mack, just a few inches shorter, but he's a big guy. Well, and then you got Hayden Kawa from Molokai, Hawaii. He's the shrimp of the bunch. He's 6'3", 204.
I wanted to make this comment when I started the show today to let all you Alabama people, all Alabama people, to know that a lot of people have been injured, even though AK's hurt. And I know it's very costly to Alabama because of the injury situation. But I'm telling you right now, Tennessee's lost people. South Carolina's lost two really good players. We've had a lot of injuries this early. And, you know, some hurt more than others. But Alabama's not the only one to have had some injuries. Go ahead.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, and I'm glad you started out the show with that because, you know, people get on X and Facebook and all these other accounts.
I'm
so glad they say, what in the world are they doing over there? Well, if you watch any of the films, the drills themselves are physical as all get out. They're physical. Yeah. You know, they're not over there just looking at the film room all day. They're drilling hard.
Tennessee,
I just want to talk about that.
Yeah, and he's big for
him. I mean, if you're going to get ready for a football season, you got to play football at some point. You can't play football on September the 5th. You're going to have to tackle. And, I mean, ankle injuries, knees, those things are just – it's part of it. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to recruit depth. You know, it is a little – maybe our defensive line is that good. It is a little concerning the people that – saw the scrimmage, basically said the offensive line got dominated. So that's, and I don't know why people think that this offensive line is going to be better than last year's. You lost just about everybody off of it. And they were behind these guys last year. So why would we think this line's going to be, I mean, I know you can emphasize it, but I mean, I'm sure they emphasized it last year. So that would be probably a concern. And so you got to better hope that this, you know, that may be why Keelan Russell wins it, because he can get out of trouble. Like, if that line's going to put you in trouble, you got to have a guy that can get out of trouble, and he can do that. He can make a play, Phillip, when a play is not there, according to the people that have watched him. So,
and that's right. That's what I've been reading and hearing from some of the people that I trust in the podcast world. And I also trust what they're saying about the line, that the other day they got better as the scrimmage went along. It wasn't a scrimmage long failure. It was they improved as the scrimmage went along, and I'm hoping that's going to continue to be the case. But I do think that the Quarles situation is a little bit concerning. They've got a
If you get anything out of him, that's going to be gravy, Philip. It's going to be gravy. He's been out too much. And as they start getting ready for the season, they're going to have time to catch him up. I do like the offensive line coach's demeanor. I just like listening to him, the videos they put out of him on the field. He can get your attention. And I think he's the kind of guy that these young guys he'll motivate them. And he'll kick them in the tail if they need it. But I do like what I hear from him. It sounds pretty good.
I do too.
Phil, you have to be somewhat good with your players, and you also with that the B part of that, you have to be somewhat lucky. You don't need to hurt get a running back hurt when you don't have a running back to start with. So the lucky is not the right word, but fortunate I guess is the right word. And and sometimes that happens to you, and sometimes it doesn't. So I just feel like if people all start in on Alabama about practicing on Sunday morning and all that kind of crap. So.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me enough. But, you know, one thing, the only reason I mentioned about Crowell, Barron, you're right. I totally get what you're saying. But Riley and Hill have both had a little bit of a history of being nicked up and slowed up. So that's why I mentioned Crowell.
No, I mean, he's obviously talented, but when you miss the spring and then all of a sudden you're scrimmaging and he's not out there, I mean, you got to, those guys got to practice. Those guys like that. Now, he's not like he has all this knowledge from previous years. I mean, he's raw when it comes to college football and all the demands of a running back. So unless he's a quick learner and he can get back out there fast. But, you know, some of these guys stay nicked up all the time. And then she just look at them and just say, you know, I mean, we're just going to have to move on. And you try to catch them up when you can. And then, you know, they'll eventually learn what to do and get in there. But it sounds like to me that's the direction that thing's headed in, unfortunately. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right, right. So. I got you, man.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take the break here. I want to tell you about my good friend Andy Henson out of Alabama Pro Wash. He knows that you're proud of your property, but the dirt, mold, grime on your brick, stucco, or siding can make even the most well-cared-for home or business seem neglected. Their services include residential, commercial, steer cleaning, low-pressure, soft-washing, window cleaning, shingle restoration, get that concrete cleaned up, the driveways, the sidewalks. You got one more week before football really gets going, so get it done this weekend or next week, because every week now, Chase, there'll be college football. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 205-799-9069. Expect quality exterior cleaning service for your home or business when you call Andy Henson out at Alabama Pro Wash. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things are volumizing for your rush to work inside your prime time. We're looking up here at Northport on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. That's got traffic bumper to bumper tight. And speaking of bumper to bumper, intersection delays on 43 southbound starting to beef up here. And that one's got you slow back to Flatwoods Road. And moving on, 2059, that continues to run smooth from University to Joe Malisham. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Of the Crimson Tide, sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. a lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
Just go to US Mobile subreddit. Just search for US Mobile and make a decision for yourself. If you're ready, visit usmobile.com.
Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Sounds like the phone lines are open 205-342-9904. Doug Bell will join us at 8:15. Doug was in Memphis over the weekend. I did see some pictures of him. I actually heard him on the radio.
Before we get the ball picking genius on at 8:15, you've been after me. I have not picked my game zero, week zero. I can't figure that one out yet. I have already selected in my brain week one. I know who week one, and I'm saving that, hoping there's not going to be an injury by this particular team for week one. I got week one. I'm going to win week one. Week zero, I'm having a very difficult time. Have you studied that at all?
I haven't studied it, but, you know, the problem with what you're going to do is, Chase, this is what he's going to do. He's going to say, I got a pick. And then when we get to week one, you have to pick it what the line is that day. So whatever he sees the line is now, it may move. And he'll say, well, when I picked it, it was, it's not, it's, you got
to. I was on another show. The guys thought I was a genius last year at the end of the year. They thought I got picked five in a row correct.
I don't remember that five in a row correct. Chase, did he ever hit five in a row correct? Not on this show.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I do not know about ring zero. I am studying it hard. If any of you guys have any suggestions, you can call Barry and tell him. Week one, I'm very comfortable who I'm going to pick, unless between now and week one there's any.
I got a phone call today, I think, with Chase. Some people that are going to sponsor this pick. And then I've got my kettle corn pick that they're making me pick. Jason's doing that. And you got to get that cat. Go follow Kettle Corn on Facebook. But I've got to give it. So I'm going to have a record too this year, Chase. So you're going to have to be tweeting out a bunch of stuff.
And Barry and I don't discuss our picks by all the
day. Well, week zero, I guess, is what you call it. You got North Carolina going to TC. No, they're playing, but they're playing in Dublin, which that game's at 11 o'clock. TCU, 7.5-point favorite. You could choose San Jose State and USC. The line's 38.5. NC State, Virginia. That game's in Charlottesville.
5.5.
Jacksonville State. Taking on North Dakota State.
Yeah, you got to go to North Carolina, but you got to go up north to play.
Yeah, to North Dakota. I don't know what the temperature will be. It won't be cold there. Sacramento State, Eastern Michigan, Hawaii, and Stanford.
Yeah, very, very interesting game there, folks.
Yeah, Stanford 5.5.
Over there now. Remember, they can't practice.
That may be right. There you go. New Mexico State is going to play Alabama's opponent, Florida State, and they are a 31.5-point favorite. That game will be in Tallahassee. And Memphis, with their new coach, will take on Dan Mullen out in Vegas. Memphis has a lot of guys that would probably like to hang out in the casino, I would think. So
yeah,
they may be. They're playing in the Raiders Stadium, looks like, out there. And UNLV and Dan Mullen is a 6-point favorite out in Sin City. Actually, let's see, what's the date of that? Jenny's going to actually be in Vegas that weekend. Maybe she could go out and watch the Memphis UNLV game. Although she's supposed
to. You started listening to me when I said about that storm with Hawaii playing. You thought you, I noticed you tuned that one.
I didn't know anything about a storm over there, though.
What oh, heavens, they blown everything away in Hawaii. Gone. Main Island's a mess.
Really?
Yeah. I was talking about some of our weather people, some of our callers called in and tell Barry about that.
I think that was last
storm out there.
That was in Maui a couple years ago.
Well, you were driving, son. You didn't get to watch it. You didn't get to watch it. You were driving.
No. Yeah. So, anyway, that's your week zero game. So it's going to have to be one of those. I might just go Sacramento State, Eastern Michigan. That's on ESPN Plus. There's not a five. That Memphis UNLV game. If you pick that one, that game's not going to kick till 9 o'clock. So
I know it. I can't stay up that late.
So Jenny will be at the Sphere watching the Backstreet Boys. So anyway. She's got like this new outfit coming. She's going to paint her face. It's silly what they're doing out there. She and her sister and mother are going chasing. I don't know why I didn't get the invite, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, because the mother didn't want you.
Yeah, I know. I know. And somebody's got to take care of Mac. I might take Mac over to Atlanta to watch the Braves. Jenny would be mad about that.
The way you're doing that, just hack her off.
Well, but my guy, Phillip, was supposed to be coming through these tickets, and he's going AWOL on me.
Phillip ain't got those five tickets.
He's been telling me about these tickets, so I've been waiting. I've been bragging.
No tickets.
I ain't heard from him since he said the word ticket.
No. He's running out on you.
I think he used the tickets. Gosh, I'm glad they didn't offer them to me yesterday. It was too hot to be watching the outside, watching the Braves. But they finally did get a win against the Diamondbacks. And they got, in 1 week, they have 7 games in 4 cities this week. So, you got to make up. And they go over to where the Little League World Series is on Sunday, and they're playing over in Pennsylvania. I'm not even sure they're playing, but
I wonder if that guy that won that $1 billion has bought anything yet.
Well, he could either take the billion over 20 years, or he could take it in one lump sum. I think they were looking at the taxes and all that on that.
Yeah, but what would you do if you?
I don't know. I don't know. Depends on how old I was. Depends on how old he is.
How much is $1 billion?
Chase, how much is $1 billion? It's 1 more million than 999 million. Think about that. 900, but he ain't taking
999 million is $1 billion?
No, that's 1 million less than $1 billion.
Yeah.
But I think the government's getting half that at least. So you ain't getting all that.
Oh my heavens.
Yeah. So all right, we'll take the break. We gotta take the last break. No football. They practiced yesterday. And so they gave him Friday and Saturday off, and then they got back. I guess they have a scrimmage coming this week. Do you think they named the quarterback this week after the second scrimmage? Or are they going to wait?
They ain't
going to name it. So who cares at this point? Everybody trying to figure it out and give all their logic.
It's good radio. It's good
give radio. All their logic. It's not good radio. After a while, people are tired of hearing about it.
So, no, it's good radio.
So. Anyway, all right, we'll
everybody has an own answer.
The phone lines will be up at 205-342-9904. Please bail us out. Help us on week zero. What game to pick? Oh, we did have an email that I need to ask you. This is actually serious from Nelson. He wanted to know an update on Sonny Smith.
Sonny is, I have called Sonny, and he is not answered his phone, and the only time I can get a whole lot is when his daughter is there. He is on a walker, going to the restroom. Naturally, he's not able to drive. He's pretty much home bound. Jan is the same way. He has a son and a daughter. The daughter does a good job of looking after him. I came close to asking him when we got the Roman on the other day. I came close to asking Sonny to see if he could try to be on. He didn't answer, so I can't really give you a definitive answer about that. But I'll call him this week because, you know, Fridays are usually a little bit of a kind of a dead day for us, I feel like, with guests. And I thought maybe we could perk him up, but he didn't answer, so I didn't bother.
When you saw Chase, some of those girls run down and got in a sorority, they act like they won the billion, and the mamas did too. I mean, they got in a sorority. I mean, they didn't like they got in, I mean, good gosh. Are they just so happy they got in one, Chase? Why was everybody...
They got in the one they wanted to get in.
I mean, but what... I'm so proud of you, and they just go on and on and on and on about it.
Wait till you get that bill and see how proud
they'll you are. Get, they got the bill. I told one of those guys, you're going to get the bill tonight. So just get ready. Check your email. They're going to mail that. They're going to give you a little sheet.
Yeah, and they go, that $1 billion may not be enough.
Yeah, so, but I mean, these ladies are excited. I mean, they acted like, I guess you had a good GPA, so you got in the sorority you want. Chase, did you go out to bid day yesterday? Were you out there? It was something else. All right, we'll take the break. List of Tide, 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC, is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things are volumizing for your rush to work inside your prime time. We're looking up here at Northport on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. That's got traffic bumper to bumper tight. And speaking of bumper to bumper, intersection delays on 43 southbound starting to beef up here. And that one's got you slow back.
Osment Jewelers, a Tuscaloosa original since 1904. A shop that has stood the test of time with jewelry made to stand the test of time. FincherandOsment.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
With Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An extreme heat warning in place here through the day today. Dangerously hot, 101. Oppressive humidity will push heat index values to 110. Light west breeze and a passing shower or storm late this afternoon that could be strong to severe, producing damaging wind gusts. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight, 77. Scorching hot, dry conditions Tuesday and Wednesday, 99 tomorrow, near 100 on Wednesday. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
With the Crimson Tide, local high school sports, and Bama in the pros right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. I would take this top of the hour break. Doug Bell, join us. At 8:15, have time to squeeze in a phone call, too, when we get back. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. They made the 7 o'clock hour possible. Always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Thank you.
TBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Mariners won the Sunday night ball game at Houston 3-2. The Astros are still two games ahead of Texas in the AL West. The Rangers were beaten 5-2 at the A's. Milwaukee, with the best record in the majors, beat the Dodgers in LA again 6-2. The Dodgers' record since July 1st is 18-21. The Padres won 5-0 at Cleveland. Kansas City 3-0 winners at the Angels, winning pitcher Noah Cameron with his first career complete game. The Yankees won in 10 innings at Toronto, 4-3. Late home run from Ben Rice is 33rd. The White Sox won again, 7-5 at Detroit. Road victories for Baltimore and Philadelphia. Atlanta beat Arizona 5-3. Matt Olson, a three-run homer, his 36th. Former pitcher Tommy John died at the age
of Tide. Sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. I thank Tuscaloosa Toyota to help kick off this 8 o'clock hour. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. I'm looking at this Toyota Tacoma. Great prices on leasing or purchasing there. They've got the Toyota 4Runner, which is a great vehicle. You can lease that for $369 a month or 4.99 APR, up to 26 miles to the gallon. They got deals on the Tundras, the Camrys. Right now, Camrys always a great vehicle to buy. 52 miles to the gallon right there on the Camry. So you can go to Tuscaloosa Toyota, get that Camry, or you can go by 3325 Skyline Boulevard, find Justin, and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. You like that 52 miles to the gallon?
No, the one I got, Venza's. Good boy.
What's it get to the gallon?
I don't know, but it's good.
What's it get to the gallon? All right, are you concerned about people talking about the line, or does that just mean we got a great defensive line and they won't be playing against defensive lines like that? And I think Coach Clem's the right guy to get it straight. What are your thoughts about the line? Obviously, we haven't seen them, so we're just hearing what Nick Kelly and all these guys are saying, what they're hearing, and they're talking to people that actually saw the scrimmage. Is that concerning to you, or
I think for me, and probably you too, because the offensive line is more concerning than the defensive line. Maybe because they lost some people, and I don't. I think that's the and I say the offensive line because we're sitting here now with an injured quarterback, with an injured, injured running back. We don't have a lot of no knowledge on the other running backs. We know that both the quarterbacks are going to be good, but how good we don't know. The story is that the kid from transferred in is going to manage the game. Russell is going to be, as you have already stated, kind of wide open with the game. These first five games that Alabama has prior to Georgia is, I thought, in my mind, the five wins. But, you know, South Carolina's lost some people. Kentucky's not picked be very good. I don't know. You know more about it than I do. I don't know.
Well, you have, according to the people that have seen it, you got a guy that can – and those guys are the kind of hardest ones to – like a, I don't know that Russell's Johnny Manziel, but, you know, those guys, when a play breaks down, they can just go. Those, yeah, to me, would be – if I was a defense coordinator, I'd like that guy stand in the pocket and not take off. Those guys that would take off at any time and can use their legs and get out of trouble, they would scare me to death that they're going to break a long one. So you could do all the scouting you want, but then their athleticism just takes over. And so those guys are hard to hem up, hard to get a read on. Those guys that just drop back and pass and can't move, they're like sitting ducks back there. I think they eventually got to Ty like that. Ty couldn't get out, especially after his injury with his ribs or whatever he did there. So I don't know. That's for those guys, obviously, to decide. And
with our listeners, there's an I don't know factor, just like you said, there's an I don't know factor for the listeners. And the opening game is not a great name, but a decent team. And you need to be ready to play. Neither was Florida State when they, smacked out. It's an I don't know situation as far as the lines are concerned, because that's going to affect the lack of running backs that we have or Alabama has. And Will, you always said that you felt like it. You were surprised that Coach Saban would not change quarterbacks very much in a game where he had a big lead. He'd stay with them. Kind of interesting. And so, whether they'll give up, whether they'll make, if they get out to a lead, they might make this game a two quarterback system. If they know going in who they feel like is by far away the best, they'll give them a lot more playing time. So. And I think you'll kind of stay away from who's number one, who's number two. You'll see it, know it, but I don't think they'll express it that way. Really.
Yeah. All right. We'll take the break. We'll get to the main man, Doug Bell, when we get back from break. We always we'll talk a little bit of everything with the one and the only Douglas Bell. I wonder if he's already got his picks done, Chase.
Oh, sure he does. Yeah, somebody told him who to pick, so he's picked
them. He likes those big lines. So, all right, listen, Ty, 101.9, 1230 AM, WTBC, is the home of Alabama sports.
On the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. Here's one of the top stories we're following for you this hour. First proposed by Governor Ivey in 2023, the Alabama School of Healthcare Sciences has officially welcomed its first students, marking a historic milestone as Alabama's newest residential specialty high school opened its doors in Livingston. They'll move to Demopolis once the permanent school is completed. The school is an attempt to address the state's growing healthcare workforce shortage. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. Don Hartley, Townsquare Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things are definitely thickening up for your rush to work, especially on Lurline Wallace in both directions between University and 20th Street. I'm seeing some heavier brake light action also right there at the intersection of McFarland and McFarland on the eastbound lanes to Lurline Wallace. That's also a little...
Activate and earn 5% cash back at different categories each quarter on up to $1,500 in purchases. It pays to discover. See discover.com/5 for details.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Elite will keep you moving. From sunup to sundown, Aleve's got your back this summer. Feel Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. I get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Meets with PGA Tour Radio, PGA Tour Live, CBS Sports Headquarters. I heard him. He's got his own podcast. I heard him on XM yesterday when I was so excited to watch the tournament, and then Scotty just ran away with it, Doug. So I went on to the gym.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
It was
kind of boring, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Doug, when you are able to make the ones that you don't always make, the 10, 12, 15 footers,
yeah,
that kind of ability there, you know, he doesn't usually do that. He makes, you know, he plays putts poorly sometimes. But when you make those long ones like that, the longer ones, you just run away from people, don't you?
Yeah, great putting week for him. And he hasn't had one of those in a while. You know, it was interesting. He took 2 weeks off prior to this tournament. And most guys like Rory McIlroy hardly even picked up a golf club for a month. And so he goes home and works on his game. He works harder than anybody, Scottie Scheffler. Came in this week, and on Wednesday after the Pro-Am said his swing felt better than it had all year. And so I'm like, wow, that could be trouble for the rest of the field. And it was. Iron play was really good, but the putting coach, you're right, was the best it's been arguably all year. And so
let me ask you this question before Barry gets is the putter that Rory suggested that he change to, not because of this tournament, but because of back a few tournaments ago, that you needed to go to a Matterhead or something. Did that have an effect that's not talked about? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it had a big effect. That was at the Arnold Palmer Invitational 2 years ago when Scotty was winning, but everybody was complaining about the fact that his putting was so poor. And that's when Rory suggested on the putting green that he ought to switch from a blade to a mallet head. And now more than 90% of the guys on the PGA Tour use some form of a mallet headed putter. And he also went to that, you know, he turned his right hand upside down with a pencil grip. He started that too. So, listen, the gap now, it's interesting, guys, the gap between Scotty and Rory, who's number two, and Rory's finished six over, and Scotty finished 17 under. But anyway, the ranking points now, it's close to 8 points, which is the widest margin it has ever been. And so Scotty is farther ahead. Well, actually, the gap between player number 414 and Rory is closer than the gap between Rory and Scottie Scheffler. Think about that. I mean, that's unbelievable, right? And so he's the dominant guy. Unless some of these other guys do something this week in St. Louis or next week in Atlanta, he's going to be the player of the year for the fifth year in a row. And
the caddy's got some money, too.
Ted Scott. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Ted, who is kind of a social media sensation, comes out with this Sunday sermon, and he has, you know, tens of thousands of followers. But he came in this week with a mustache, which Scotty was making fun of. And he said he's making fun of it because he's put Grecian formula on it. It should be white, but as Scotty said, it's black. And so he was giving him a hard time. But apparently they had something to do with it, right? Because he got his first win since the Amex back in January, which is pretty amazing. But
he's player of the year now. Guys.
I think so. You know, that golf course, let me tell you, number one, that was the hottest weekend all year on the PGA Tour. Heat index yesterday, I was out there, was like 115 degrees. It was brutal. And nobody was going low. And the golf course was set up. They hadn't watered the golf course all week. The rough was high. It was like a major championship. And he goes out there with shoots 66, 17 under, wins by 8. Really a remarkable performance, all things considered. And I'll say this too, Coach, and Barry, and we've talked about it on this show. Next year will be the end of the contract for FedEx and the PGA Tour. Not sure if the PGA Tour will return to Memphis, but on 18 yesterday, they have these beautiful little kids from the St. Jude Hospital who all went through something at some point, and they're on the road to recovery, but they're on the edge of the green, and as all the players and caddies and everybody comes up, they handle the flag stick. And it's really a heartwarming scene. And listen, the tournament in Memphis has been there since the 60s, guys. Al Geiberger, 1972, was the first guy to shoot 59.
Not
the golf course. But in Memphis. So I hope it doesn't go away, but it very well could, because all these changes in 2028 are happening. Mm-hmm. And we're going to lose some tournaments that have been around a long time. Yeah. But that one, the reason I mention that is because, what St. Jude Hospital does and what the tour has done for them, raising awareness and obviously raising a lot of money for the charity. I would hate to see that go away, but it could be. Right now it could be on the brink of not coming back.
I got to meet Al Geiberger one time. He came to Birmingham. I got to go and meet him, and he was some player. Before I shut up, is Jackson as good as I think he is?
Jackson Coivin?
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good. You know, he did not make – he did not advance to the second round now this week in St. Louis. Coach, he's a talented guy. I think when he won, and he's 21 years old, I just think we all have a tendency to jump on a bandwagon, especially in golf. You know, boy, he's the best thing since Tiger or whatever. And he's leveled off a little bit, and I think next year will be a big year. He'll play a lot in the fall. For example, he will not play in top 50 make St. Louis. And if you make the top 50, the next year you're in the 8 signature events. Automatically in, automatic money. It is a big deal. You can plan your schedule. You don't have to play well this week, play well next week. So Coivin did not make the top 50, so he is not in any of those signature events. Bud Cauley is currently 28th, so Bud makes all the signature events next year, which is absolutely huge for him. And 28 puts him inside the 30 mark, which gets you into Atlanta, but he's going to have to play well this week. And Justin Thomas is 44, guys. He will play in St. Louis. But he's going to have to play really well. Like,
man, what does he have to do to get to Atlanta? Yeah.
Top four finish or better, Barry, for JT.
He might as well have gone back to Jupiter after the tournament.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And Jordan Spieth, for example, did not make the top 50. So for the third consecutive year, Jordan Spieth, who 10 years ago was number one in the world, but now 3 years in a row, he will not make the second round of the playoffs. So I think that's
the kid from Hattiesburg. What's the kid from Hattiesburg?
Davis Riley. Davis
Riley.
Didn't
play well. Yeah.
No, he didn't make the playoffs. And so Davis will listen. All these guys who didn't make the playoffs or finished outside the top 100 still have a chance you have six tournaments this fall, starting a week after the Tour Championship. You'll have the first fall event. Then they have the President's Cup, and then you have five more events. So a guy like Davis Riley, who's outside the top 125 right now, and his exemption is over from winning the Charles Schwab 2 years ago. Davis needs to go to work, and seemingly is playing better. He played pretty good up in Detroit 3 weeks ago. But, yeah, he needs to put the hammer down. Nick Dunlap, by the way, because of that second win that he got 3 years ago, his exemption runs through next year. So not in the signature events, but he is exempt, so he'll play in all these other events, Nick Dunlap. So Nick has one. You know, where Davis Riley needs to get to work this fall, and Nick will play this fall, but Nick needs to really improve next year, or he will be on that Challenger Series, the second tier, and that's going to be a tough way to go.
Yeah, he's got girlfriend problems.
Is that true?
I don't know.
In Montgomery, where Scott, my son is, I think that boy down there caddies for him,
right. Yeah, he does. He is from Montgomery, right?
Well, yeah, I think he's got some girlfriend problems.
Well, what do you mean, girlfriend problems?
Well, when you fall in love, you don't practice as much. You do other things.
Oh. Okay.
You don't love the game as much as you used to.
No.
Well, I mean, is he 21?
He's 22. 22 years old. Yeah. 22.
Fall in love.
He's a kid with two wins on his PGA Tour resume, but that's just, you know, fame is fleeting on the PGA Tour because of this influx of talent is always coming up. And Nick is learning that you have to sustain it for an entire year. I mean, you know, we're talking 20 to 25 tournaments for most of these guys, and it starts in January and ends in August. So somehow you have to maintain a level of, I mean, nobody's great all year, but you have to really learn how to persevere and be patient and keep working. And I think Scottie Scheffler is the perfect example. Obviously, ultra talented, right? But I'm not sure anybody works harder on their game when they're home than Scottie Scheffler, who has two beautiful little babies. They were out there yesterday with his wife. But, I mean, he has figured it out. He's compartmentalized what's important to him. And outside business interest is not important to him. You know, making appearances here or there is not important to him. What's important to him is going home, spending time with his family, and practicing just like he has ever since he was a junior golfer. Pretty amazing. I mean, he's pretty vanilla, pretty boring. You know, he's not going to give you any great quotes or anything, but the bottom line is what he's doing is working. And it may not work for everybody, but wow, it's working for him. The gap is amazing between him and Rory. It is the widest gap it's been probably in the last 4 years.
Barry is really anxious to get with you on your picks. He's not going to pull them out of you, but Barry is going to say some things to you that he's trying to find out. I can't find a zero week pick. I've got my pick for week number one, but zero week, I'm having a hard time. So Barry's can kind of pull out some information.
Doug, are you going to do? It's been working so good for you in the past. Are you going to do three games again each week?
Yes, three every week.
That's a cut.
Yeah,
and you know what's interesting? Years ago, when I first came out with you guys, I was doing like five picks, and Barry, you're the one who suggested that's too many. And I was like, you know, and I reassessed, and I said, you're right.
Yes.
So I went to three, and I don't know if you remember late last season when I got hot there for about five or six weeks.
I don't remember that.
He remembers nothing good.
You need to go back to the audio tape there and check it out. I remember.
Did you end up?
Yes.
With a winning record?
Yes.
Doug, I'm going to go back and check our Twitter account because we tweeted it out.
No, we started off slow. We had a little lull. And then again, and you gave me some great advice about the outlandish point spreads.
Yeah, you're crazy with those.
Settled in.
He goes crazy with me.
Did some homework. And man, I got hot at the end of last year. Wow.
Speaking of girlfriend problems. Is Bill Belichick, is he still dating that girl? I don't see much about that. Are they still dating?
Yes, they're still dating. Of course, his general manager, Michael Lombardi, is on suspension or something. And his son, who is a pretty talented defensive coordinator, he has a medical leave. So right now, as they embark, you know, August 29th will be their first game against TCU. That's over in Ireland. So the coaching staff somewhat fractured. I don't know how that will affect the team. And he brought in, I was looking at the numbers, I think North Carolina brought in like 40 new players this year.
So Arkansas we'll brought in 80.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I think the most was Iowa State. You know, Matt Campbell went to Penn State and took 25 of his top players from Iowa State, including the quarterback, receiver, running back, best offensive lineman. And at the time he left, and a lot of kids transferred, Iowa State, when Coach Campbell left, had 7 players on scholarship. 7! And so they had to go out and completely redo the roster. So I don't know if that was the most or what you're talking about is the most, but can you imagine that, starting from scratch with all those new players?
I'm gonna start blue plating Iowa State to lose.
How would you even find that many people, that many players, a place to live?
That's right. General manager wore it out.
When the players left, they left a lot of empty apartments.
Yeah, but they also had leases.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, this crazy age that we're living in is crazy. But
people don't think about those leases.
Well, I just can't imagine Iowa State though having to basically just start from scratch. A team that's been pretty successful the last 10 years in the Big 12. They're not an elite program, but they were really good. And then when Coach Campbell decides to leave for Penn State, basically everybody left either with him or went somewhere else. And that is amazing to me. That is a shocking story when you think about that. A Division I Power 4 conference school in the Big 12 basically has to start from ground zero.
Yeah.
In a very short period, less than a year.
How would you like to be the general manager? How would you like to be the general manager, bringing money and all that kind of
– Yeah. Oh. And I think if I'm – again, I was reading the other day, I think Tennessee has the most new players. I think they had 45 new players on their roster as far as the Southeastern Conference. So we'll see how that plays out for Tennessee this season.
Doug, have you been talking to any of your sources about Alabama scrimmage?
You know, I have. A friend of mine went, and he was comparing, and again, I haven't seen the scrimmage, and I'm just going by what I've been reading, and I talked to him.
Good.
He said Keelan Russell reminds him, and again, I'm an old guy, he said, of Randall Cunningham.
Oh.
The big, tall, lanky quarterback for the Eagles who could scramble around and had a rifle arm and was really good, if you remember, for about 7 or 8 years. You know, he got banged up like all those guys do and retired. But I thought, that's a heck of a comparison. A lot of young people don't remember Randall Cunningham, but he was a sensational quarterback back in the day for the Eagles when Buddy Ryan was the head coach. And they were battling the Cowboys and Jimmy Johnson, and the Redskins were good. And you know, the Giants were good. That was really a great time for the NFC East. But what do you guys think about that? Keelan Russell compared to Randall Cunningham. How about that?
Was he a good passer?
Yeah, he was a good passer.
Yeah.
And he was the first of – maybe not the first, but he was the guy who had the ability to ad-lib. When trouble came, you know, he would scramble around, and he was fast and mobile and agile, and he was 6'5", and he could see over the line. He had a great arm.
Let me tell you how ridiculous this is. I'm not going to say the guy's name, but I had a buddy that reached out to Keelan Russell's representatives. All he wanted Keelan Russell to do was like a 30 or 45 second commercial, like just endorsing his product and maybe put it on his social media. He was going to pay him $500. So for 30 seconds or 45 seconds, you're going to make $500. That's pretty good. And he said, oh, no, that Keelan gets much more than that. Now, I don't know if the kids know this kind of stuff. Like, I would tell my agent, hey, get me 10 of those, and I'll knock those out in 10 minutes and make $500 to cut a 30-second commercial, and we're not going to do it?
It makes him look bad though, Barry.
If he does a 30-second commercial? Yeah, well, I mean, literally, like, you just send it to him, he reads it for 30 seconds, puts it on social media, 500. Doug, would you turn that down?
No. In fact, after the show, give that guy my number and tell him to call me.
Do you have a lot of followers on social media?
Well, not as many as Keelan Russell, but yeah. I'm getting there.
No, they dropped off. They kind of dropped off.
Yeah, they were following your picks, and then they fell off.
So. No, my picks, listen, guys, I take those seriously.
Oh,
and,
we know. You study.
And I got a lot of pride. And last year I was, you know, beginning of the year, I took it personally. But then I came back strong. And that's what happens. You know, you got to work hard, do your homework. Let me see if I'm getting other cliches. I'm going to take one week at a time.
Yeah.
One pick at a time, you know, guys.
That one play killed you. You would have won if. How many times do you say that?
Well, you know what hurts is, and I hate to blame everything on kickers, but I have lost quite a few over the years with a missed field goal here, a missed extra point there. I mean, those kickers can, they can hurt you.
Yeah, they can.
So I hope Alabama's got a good kicker this year.
Well, doesn't week zero scare you a little bit? I can't find anything on week zero.
Well, I mean, you got Carolina, TCU, and I thought TCU favored by 7.5. The other game I thought, I know you hate the big point spreads, Coach, New Mexico State opens at Florida State. 31.5.
31.
That's a lot. But New Mexico State.
Has there been bad storms over or bad weather over in Hawaii where they can't practice?
Tell him how bad they have been.
Doug, is that true?
Yeah, the hurricane hit the Big Island.
I may go.
Stanford's only a 5.5-point favorite against Hawaii. Dad says they can't practice.
They're having trouble, Hawaii. Yeah, they've been shut down. I guess they do not have an indoor facility to work to Hawaii. But, maybe they can go inside a gym or something.
I don't think Vegas knows anything about that, do they? They don't know anything about that. They didn't factor in that either. No.
I think they know about the weather.
I'm being sarcastic.
Hawaii is not going to practice before the game.
I see Memphis and UNLV. Memphis has a lot of JUCO guys, and they're going to like to go to the casino. And they're in Vegas. So I like that. That line actually went up a point since the show started because I already brought that point up. Memphis will enjoy Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And what is that spread now? I had a 5.5. What do you have today?
It went up half point today.
So okay.
The money's pouring in on the running Rebels. On a serious note, Doug, I'm sure you knew him. Just tell us your thoughts about Joe Dean Jr.
Well, I've known Joe when I first came to town many, many years ago, and he was the head coach of Birmingham Southern. And the first time I met him, one of my early stories, I was working for the CBS affiliate. I went out and tried out for the Birmingham Southern basketball team because, you know, as the story, you know, I still have eligibility, coach. And he was like, well, come on out. We did a great story, and he put me through the ringer. And he had a great personality, you know.
Yeah.
And then subsequently over the years we did a lot of games on ESPN. I was the play-by-play guy. He was my color analyst. And this is an interesting story, guys. Years ago, the old Conference USA, Mike Slive, the late commissioner of the SEC, was the commissioner of the Conference USA. And ESPN suggested that myself and Joe Dean should be the broadcast package for CUSA. And that's back when DePaul was still a player in basketball and Memphis was good and St. Louis was good. Yeah, you know, Charlie Spoonhour was there. Anyway, Mike Slive stepped in and said, I don't need, and I say this with all due respect, he said, I really don't need a couple of Southern guys being the broadcast team for Conference USA. So they hired some guys from Chicago. But the reason I tell you that is because right after that, ESPN was like, well, Doug, you need to go do Big 12. And Joe said, I want to do Southeastern Conference. And so that's when he got heavily involved with Jefferson Pilot and was fantastic. I love the guy, I really did. And he fell into some poor health situations a few years back, kind of went off the grid, and I missed him. And when I heard the news yesterday, was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Great man, Joe Dean Jr.
Yeah, he was. We all have our own stories about him. I used to work Dixie basketball camp when he was running.
Yeah. What a personality.
He was full of energy, man. He could light up a room.
He was the best. Sure. He was the best. And unfortunately, health catches up with all of us at one point or another. But yeah, man, nothing but positive memories about Jodine Jr. What a really, really great person he was.
All right, we won't make you pick anything, but next week, Doug,
I'm ready.
You better start studying.
I need another week. I need another week.
Are you going to St. Louis, Doug?
Yeah, I'll be in St. Louis, and then I'm not working the Tour Championship just because they kind of rotate that around a little bit. But, yeah, in St. Louis, and I'm hoping that the weather's not as hot as it was in Memphis. Guys, I'm telling you, we're all from the South, right? We're kind of used to the heat. But it was about as hot as I can remember in Memphis this past week. It was tough up there.
Yeah.
I was underneath the shade trees all week.
Tell everybody about your podcast and about Casa de Campo.
Yeah, no, guys, I appreciate it. If you haven't heard it, James Bates was a great linebacker for Steve Spurrier, and now he's an artist, sports artist, and he still lives in Gainesville. He's up in the pod right now, the OOLE Gap Box podcast. Dial it in, guys. I'm getting a lot of subscribers, and I update it every week with one or two interviews and looking forward to it. I'm going to get Barry and Coach on telling me how to do picks here in a few weeks. But anyway, that's the Old Gap Box podcast. And don't forget CasaDeCampo.com. Check it out. It is the best golf in the Caribbean. And Teeth of the Dog, by the way, the Pete Dye Great Golf Course, 7 holes on the ocean. It is reopened. They closed it for about 3 weeks to work on it. It's back open. So go to CasaDeCampo.com.
You're the best. Thank you, Doug.
Talk to you next week, guys. Thank you.
Close to being the best.
All right, let's tell them about Bryant Bank. We'll get to break, get this vinegar tip for this Monday.
Bryant Bank, 2 accounts, personal business account. You'll know the people that run Bryant Bank. They'll be your main person there. The whole group will be able to help you in any way they possibly can if you need any help. Your money is going to be safe. And that's a big statement right there. Your money is going to be safe. You'll be able to bank around the clock. Midnight, if you want to bank, you can. Locations are easy. It's very easy to get to them. There are a lot of Bryant Banks around here, but also if you just want to do it by mail or if you just want to do it by phone, Bryant Bank is absolutely the very best. I've been to several banks, and Bryant Bank, for me, is absolutely the very, very best bank. So go by Bryant Bank. Tell them you heard Barry and I on Inside the Locker.
All right, take the break. Then the vinegar tip is next, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. While you rush to work, it's starting to simmer down just a bit, but we do still have some leftovers here on 69 up in Northport, and that's on the southbound lanes at Charlie Shirley Road. Now, I am seeing quite a significant backup there, so do watch out for possible problems.
Entree purchase. Plus, check out the new Big Game Headquarters menu featuring the affordable All-Stars. The Hillcrest Huddle at Bomb Hours, Tuesdays on Tide 100.9 FM.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An extreme heat warning in place here through the day today. Dangerously hot, 101. Oppressive humidity will push heat index values to 110. Light west breeze and a passing shower or storm late this afternoon that could be strong to severe, producing damaging wind gusts. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight, 77. Scorching hot, dry conditions Tuesday and Wednesday, 99 tomorrow, near 100 on Wednesday.
Richard Webbing at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa. It's 83 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
24-7, 365. We've got all your coverage of the Crimson Tide on Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
Brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Give Michael and his staff a call. Out at 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200 in Tuscaloosa, right there by Talbot's in Cancun / Red Bull, across from Indian Hills. And they will take absolutely great care of you. They do it for both of us. What is the vinegar tip for this Monday?
You see people wearing shoes, son. They show their toenails.
Mm.
People show their toenails with these kind of shoes they wear. If you'll note, ladies or girls or females, they will have their toenails painted. And they won't have a toenail fungus. And you will notice some men have toenail funguses. And that toenail fungus, you can go and get paid and get your toenails zipped off and cleaned off and straightened up. And men don't paint their toenails, but ladies do. But anyway, your toenails have a fungus. That fungus is really bad. I'm making this long. So what do you do to get that fungus away from your feet and make your feet look? You don't have to paint them, but you need to get that fungus addressed and try to clean it up. So here's what you do. You don't dab something on. You soak, S-O-A-K, you soak your feet. You soak your feet in apple cider vinegar and water. I don't know the number of minutes that you have to soak it, but every morning when you're getting up and you're listening to our show, then put you some apple cider vinegar in a pan, and some water. And while you're listening to our show, soak your feet. And that toenail fungus will be gone. So that is the tip for the day. I think it's a great tip. The ladies paint the toenails. The men don't. But toenails can make your foot look really bad.
Some men might poke paint toenails. All right. That tip's brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. I did see it on ESPN where, I guess, South Carolina did lose two receivers to injury.
I told you, I don't put anything.
I wonder if they're any good. One of them was the quarterback's brother. Do you think he's any good?
The quarterback they got, they in trouble to losing two receivers.
Yeah, but I wonder if one of them was a transfer. It's always hurt from Oklahoma. The other one was Lenore Sellers' brother. I think he had 300 something yards.
Last year, they had lower body injuries.
Yeah.
So that means either a foot or a leg or something.
So they're out for the season. So you start losing guys. I wonder if they could go find one of these 2022 guys that's floating around.
They're playing South Carolina. Alabama is. And Alabama, we've talked about losing their running back for 6 weeks. I certainly don't think he'd be ready for that game, probably or not. So, my point was when I made it because people want to jump on them is that a lot of teams have Tennessee's lost the safety and it's been several injuries or at least talked about a little bit more than usual.
All right, we'll take the last break, come back, and wrap up the show. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. While you rush to work, starting to simmer down just a bit, but we do still have some leftovers here on 69 up in Northport, and that's on the southbound lanes at Charlie Shirley Road. Now, I am seeing quite a significant backup there, so do watch out for possible problems.
The Liberty Mutual, and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
205-339-7361. That's 205-339-7361. Locally owned, locally trusted, and ready to bring your ideas to life.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier, so I would definitely recommend it.
For more,
it's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. An extreme heat warning in place here through the day today. Dangerously hot, 101. Oppressive humidity will push heat index values to 110. Light west breeze and a passing shower or storm late this afternoon. That could be strong to severe, producing damaging wind gusts. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight, 77. Scorching hot, dry conditions Tuesday and Wednesday. 99 tomorrow, near 100 on Wednesday. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 84 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow we have Kevin Skarbinski. He'll be on with being with us. We'll hear more from Alabama football practice. They'll get back going. Of course, they got back going yesterday morning, so sure there'll be more news coming out of there about what's going on. So we look forward to having a fun week. And then next week, Chase, college football. So this is the last week without college football. There are NFL games on preseason later on this week. The Braves are on tonight. They travel to Minnesota, I believe, tonight. So you guys have a great day today. Stay cool. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.
listening to Inside the Locker.